protesting the cancellation of a solicitation after a protest caused a cancellation is the latest wrinkle in the government contracting protest space. The General Services Administration's at the heart of this case. Bill Welch is a partner in the law firm Welch, McMahon, and Learned, and he says GSA gets a kick in the pants from the Government Accountability Office. Bill, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on Industry Chatter today. What? Give me the facts of this case involving HP and X-Tech, please.
Okay. HP was originally awarded this contract back in, I believe, in the time frame of about 2005, 2007. It was for a personal identification verification system for government employees and contractors. HP had developed a system which included a great deal of proprietary software as part of the development of the verification system. And in a lot of ways, that kind of locked it up for HP for many, many years. But there were other competitors that wanted to compete for the contract, felt they could do a better job, maybe for less cost, and they kept working on GSA to try to get a way to, to compete without having to, rely or to rely on the HP proprietary system. One of the things that that is unusual in this situation is that the HP system or HP consistently kept getting extended in its contract because basically the GSA people couldn't get their act together enough to come up with a system or a procurement model that could be fairly competed among various contractors. And eventually, after a series of protests over probably 4 or 5 years, the GAO, frankly, got very tired of the fact that the GSA was not unlocking this procurement and was continuing to make sole source awards to HP to extend the contract and not compete it. There's a little-known procurement principle that says that sole source contracts can't be extended forever to the extent that the agency is not doing adequate planning in order to compete this matter fairly. There's a requirement under the law that it be full and open competition within certain boundaries, and it's the agency's responsibility to do the work to allow other contractors to compete. And after a series of protests, eventually GAO got fed up and said, "Look, we're going to sustain this protest. You're not making the effort. UGSA are not making the effort to open this up to regular competition."
The wrinkle that I alluded to at the beginning of this is the part of this that I think is the most interesting, Bill. You write, in 2015, GSA eventually conducted such a competition, as you've described, that they had seemingly trouble getting to. X-Tech was selected for the award. Hewlett-Packard protested that award, and eventually GSA took corrective action by canceling the award and canceling the solicitation. And then X-Tech protested that cancellation. So there's stuff flying all over the place. You and your colleagues in the legal community keep plenty busy on cases like this.
Well, yes.
And I'm not saying that's necessarily bad, my friend.
No, I understand that. And with all due respect to GSA, they have turnovers. They have people leaving their office and, people that have the history with the program. They go somewhere else. Someone else comes in. They're not familiar with the program. They don't know how to deal with, with these situations sometimes. And the easy way out sometimes is just to say, okay, we wanted to award to X-Tech. We wanted to get rid of HP. Not to get rid of HP, but we felt that X-Tech in this case presented a better offer, all things considered. But we don't know how to resolve this because if we kick HP out, HP is going to protest. If we kick X-Tech out, X-Tech is going to protest. So they found themselves kind of between a rock and a hard place. So they just decided to kick everybody out. They extended HP's sole source again. And that's what triggered the final protest by X-Tech, and that's where GAO finally just said, look, you got to get your stuff in order here. And the unusual thing about this situation is Aztec's protest was sustained, and GAO said GSA hadn't adequately planned this procurement properly. And they awarded, as they always do when they successfully protest, they require the agency to pay the attorney's fees. But in this case also, and this is very unusual, they required GSA to pay the bid and proposal costs for Aztec in the last round of the procurement. So that's a little bit unusual, and you know, GAO doesn't have a lot of teeth in its ability to recommend solutions. But you know, in this case, Aztec is at least sort of being made whole by having to be compensated for not only his protest costs, but for his bid and proposal costs.
Bill Welch is a partner at the law firm Welch, McMahon & Learned, and writing about this case. And we'll post this later at federalnewsradio.com, Bill, because I think this is a terrific case. But what you get at also, that's another interesting wrinkle here. You write, GAO found as early as 2011 the Hewlett-Packard solution was proprietary and limited competition. So when you refer to GAO's view that the procurement shop GSA didn't dig into this well enough, this goes back to the very beginning of this solicitation back in 2007, I suppose.
Yes, it does. It does. And that's, you know, that's where GAO eventually runs out of patience with, you know, with an agency. If they can't get their act together after 4 or 5 years and they keep extending contracts on a sole source basis, then, you know, eventually GAO is going to run out of patience and is going to try to push them to do something.
It took 8 years for them to run out of patience, but eventually they did.
Eventually they did, yes.
You write, I see this as a good outcome that will encourage all agencies to remember the competition requirements of the law and to make a serious effort to keep a level and competitive playing field for government contracting. What do you expect to see agencies do in order to do that without having to go through a 7 or 8 year protest situation?
Well, I mean, what, you know, what they have to do is they have to understand. I mean, they have their procurement shop people, and they have to, you know, each agency has to ride herd over its, you know, over its procurement people to keep them in line, to keep them on a schedule, and to open up the competition to the maximum extent possible. I mean, they just have to ride herd over their own people.
Bill, it's great to talk to you as always. It's a great case, and I thank you for pointing me to it. I appreciate your time today.
My pleasure.